What's going on? How you guys doing, man? Welcome back to HTL FPS Fridays. I'm talking about the personal side of gaming. What I'm going on, you know, based on what I'm seeing. Consumer purchasing opinions. What, etc. You know what I mean? Etc. And today I want to talk about my disconnection with gaming lately. And I know I'm kind of beating the bush here when it comes to people, but I've noticed a lot of my friends say they can't find something that they want to play. And I think that's a problem, right? I think that's an issue. Now, either this could play out so many different ways, right? This could play out like they own too many games. They've overgamed. You know, a lot of these people are streamers and stuff like that. But I know some of them that aren't, and they still can't find something to play. And here's what I mean by can't find something to play and where I think this is coming from. If you open Steam, you're a PC gamer, you open Steam, there are so many games. I mean, millions. Maybe even double mils, right, of games. But a lot of the games that are out there are very hard to discover, you know, unless you spend, you know, a plethora of hours trying to dig through the sea of shit, right? There's a lot of stuff on there. There's a lot of big names, you know, big publishers that, you know, pay for premium advertising space, and they got their name at the top of the list, which leaves a lot of games to be missed, maybe. Quality games too. I mean, I'm not downplaying the indie scene. The indie scene is ripe. And I've played some really, really good indie dev games. But the problem I think a lot of people are having right now is it's hard to find that. And you have to get into like this niche, this group of people that are following the indie scene. So it kind of harpers to that high school clique kind of mentality where, you know, the jocks hang out with the jocks and the, you know, the grunge punk rock scenes over here. And then you got, you know, the ladies that like to do their nails over here, but then you got the ladies that like to have holes in their jeans over here. You see what I'm saying, right? These are references. And it's similar in gaming, right? You have the FPS only crew, you have the RPG only crew. So a lot of that is like, maybe that's just something that's being exploited because it's been ingrained in society and culture, this whole group mentality, this whole label mentality. But I don't know. And maybe that's what's preventing people from trying all these, you know, new avenues, is the barrier of entry is not only hardware, but par se, maybe it's the communities around that, you know, bro, do you even WoW, bro? Do you even play WoW, bro? You mean you tell me you ain't got the mount, bro? You know what I mean? Quit being a Chad. I mean, nothing against, like, if your name's Chad, my bad, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to analyze a little bit closer into the situation and say, okay, well, maybe it's not just big companies putting the old advertising block. It could also be a social issue that people aren't looking a little bit broader into. When I say social issue, I mean like a mental into society issue, right? They have an anxiety of getting into, a new genre because they don't want the backseat gamer coming into their stream or whatever it is, you know, and turning all Chad on them, getting all Karenitis. That's probably not a word, but I mean, it's probably a word in 2020, but I had a buddy that I was watching. It's about 5 or 6 months ago. He's playing Path of Exiles 2. And I was kind of watching his stream, and I was just checking out the game because, you know, I was on the Steam library, and I was like, yeah, you know, I'll check some streams out. It's my way of kind of, I don't know, previewing a game to see if it's maybe graphically something I would like or story intensive or whatever. You know, I like to hit Twitch or YouTube and do a little bit of homeboy research. You dig what I'm saying? And I was watching him, and his chat is literally filled with Karenitis and Chads, right? Telling him, dictating, just hounding him, man. No, bro, you got to get sword, bro. No, you're doing it wrong, bro. And it really kind of got me thinking, right? Not only is that probably that type of mentality, that type of, you don't know what the wah, you're doing. And it might cause you to be hesitant to get into a game. See, with all these sweat modes and all these people that are trying to be like, you know, let's say tournament grade FPS players, it creates an environment, right? There's nothing wrong with being competitive, and I'm not on the competitive scene, right? It's amazing. But at the same time, the barrier for entry for other people that are trying to get into that or up against that, and that's where I think a lot of new discovery is met with anxiety, and that anxiety turns into animosity. And you see the animosity when you scroll through Twitter or whatever, and you start to see people trading blows, right? Verbal blows back and forth. You're trash, bro. You know, you're this, you're that. Your clips are garbage. You can't hit aimbots, bro. You're aimbotting. Because the kids might be good at it or better than somebody else. So it's a strange thing in gaming nowadays, you know, because it's multiplayer, it's multifaceted, it's online, it's around the globe. And people get, I don't know, to jump in the gun sometimes, you know, and I think it, like I said, I think it creates a rift in a lot of these indie game markets. You know, they're trying to push these games out, they're trying to get their creativity going on, and they can't do it because nobody can see it. Nobody can see it. So it's a weird one. It's a weird one. But a lot of people can't find what something, you know, something to play. They just, they're having a hard time. And I don't think they can't find it. Again, I think it's just harder for them to get into. And let's be honest. That stuff transpires into hardware too as well. When you look around the internet right now, just go ahead and search yourself the latest Xbox, the latest PlayStation, or the latest PC graphics card, or the latest processor. You will find the Karenitis and Chads at war. I'm talking about at each other's throats. If these people were in the streets, they'd be throwing down. It is just that much loyalty to their favorite product. They're fighting over something that somebody else made. Right? They're exchanging verbal blows. People threatening each other. Because one guy's using Intel, one guy's using AMD. Right? People memeing each other, slamming each other. Xbox versus PlayStation. 20 series NVIDIA versus 30 series NVIDIA. And it's just a strange thing. It really is a strange thing to see such division in something that was supposed to be inclusive, right? Gaming. A lot of people got into gaming because it was inclusive. Because they could feel like they were doing something with somebody else in a virtual sense, in an entertainment kind of sense. And I think it's gotten kind of convoluted, which is a weird place to be. It's a weird place to be, and it's a place that I've felt. I've seen it, my buddies are playing Tarkov or something. I played Tarkov like 3 years ago when nobody wanted to play it and everybody was playing PUBG. And while I was playing Tarkov, all my PUBG boys were like, play a real game, bro. Huh? We over here. Yeah, I know. But I'm checking this out, man. I'm checking it out. And then 3 years later, some big name influencers and gamers and stuff like that started playing Tarkov. By that time, I had moved over to PUBG so that I could play with my buddies, right? Oh, we're sorry. We're playing Tarkov now. Again, this is just an example of that barrier of entry, that social aspect of gaming has now become a mirror, an echo, I believe, for what we're doing. I mean, you see, gaming now looks like social media. Gaming is now, I would rival to say, maybe in some ways, almost as big as social media. And that's big. Gaming's been blowing up for years. Multiplayer, all that. And it's crazy. It's crazy to step back for a second and take a look at the industry. And, you know, I'm not downplaying the industry. I love it. I still crank out some Destiny and stuff like that. But when you start to notice these trends, these habits, behaviors, I think it makes it a little bit more less enjoyable. Now, was I actively looking for a bone to pick with the gaming industry and, you know, gamers by and large? No. But I did have my eyes and ears open to say, okay, what is really going on here? Why are so many people trying to murk each other over a PlayStation, bruh? You know what I'm saying? Just look at how they sell. Look at how things are selling right. Oh. Hold on a second, man. Hold that thought. My phone's ringing. I got to pick this up. I think it's my ad. Welcome back. And to get right back into it, I think when you look at the sales of things, right? When you look at the price of PC gaming as a whole, a lot of people on the console side will say, you know, our games are $60. And then the PC players will jump in and they'll be like, yeah, well, look at it, dude, it's $14.99 on Steam or Epic. It's like, yeah, maybe it is $14.99, but also games as a live service now versus a whole purchase have also depleted, right? To where it starts to bring that gap of payment and cost closer and closer to PC versus console gaming. Now, again, the versus mode of, you know, one platform versus another. You want me to jump into that? I could jump into that. Yeah, we can jump into that. From my personal perspective and point of view, if I look, I have a console and a computer. Some days I get home, I just want to fire up a simple game. Knock the feet back, controller in hand, a cold adult beverage, and I just want to knock out a game. I just want to chill, headset on. Maybe I'm playing a story or something. Frame rate's not important. All this other, it's not important. I'm just chilling. And a device that I can just chill, switch to YouTube, and have a conversation with my buddy. Really, really to me, it stands to have value. So in my life, I like having a console around for those days where I don't feel like WASDing, for those days that I just want to chill. I just want to kick back on the other side of the room and play it on the big screen. You know what I mean? But that is also possible with your PC because you can plug your controller into your PC, yada, yada, yada. That's a good point. That's a good point. And that's the flip side to the coin. When we talk about gaming and the price of certain things, the barrier to entry for a console is what? Let's just say the going average is $450+. Well, you can get a PC for about $450+. But you're going to have to be a lot more refined with what you're buying. You're going to have to, per se, pick the right parts. Do a little bit more education. And sometimes little Timmy and little Susie don't have it in them to take the time to learn those things. So they'll turn to like a pre-built. Well, now you're in the thousands. And maybe you can find one for sub-thousands, or you can jump on Facebook and get something from Chad that's, you know, been mining for 6 months. Maybe. And it might not be current generation, and it might not be this, and it might not be that. It could be this, and it could be that. So many different variables when it comes to PC. And if you're an enthusiast, the PC is definitely where you need to be. But for me, growing up as a console, right, PCs were capable but almost incapable to a point without a high financial barrier of entry. And that's where these wars I find to be just wah, is what other people, these elitists, and I will just in my head, I will throw it on there, elitism, where I have the 3080, I got the i9-10900K, I got the Ryzen 3950X, 429 cores, take that Xbox. That's elitism in my head. And if you have that kind of cash to divulge to that, then kudos. Kudos. Congratulations. You have done something right. You have saved your money. You have made strong financial decisions, or you have a good paying job. Again, kudos to you. But the average consumer, the average Timmy and Susie, may not have that. So for that group to downplay the other group and say, homeboy, get good. Homeboy, you need to be on PC. Well, do it. Doesn't it seem kind of like, I don't know, stupid? Right? If we're gamers, we got into an industry for, let's just part say, my reason was to be social, to enjoy a game, to have my home. Look, I could be playing a story. He'd be playing FPS. We just chit-chatting on the mic, right? Neither one of us care what we're on. As long as we can talk, man, chill. Talk about our game. Talk about what we're doing in our game. See, multiplayer, when it came out, and I remember when the 360 came out. I remember when the Dreamcast came out. Nintendo 64, original Nintendo 64. That OG GoldenEye, where you were split-screening with your homies talking trash face-to-face. Those were the days, man. But I noticed it when it was a 360. I noticed it when it was a PS3 that it was started. And it hasn't really stopped. And you see it on the console side, too. So don't, for 1 minute, think I'm just sitting here wah, on the PC boys. No. Console boys, you guys like to fight each other something server. I'm telling you, either do. Especially when it goes Xbox versus PlayStation. Do you guys, do all these people just really, do you guys realize you're fighting for somebody else? Because if you're really fighting for you, when you're wah, on somebody else, because of their purchase decision, are you just patting your self-esteem? Because let's be real. Let's ask the honest question, man. Do you got the small wank mentality? Because what's going on there? I got to ask, man. And I hate to ruffle your feathers in that sort of sense, but you're really dogging another human being over nothing. And that's going to reciprocate, homie. It's going to reciprocate. Because you're going to find that that type of behavior is going to bleed into your life. Or if your life might be bleeding into that mentality, it could go both ways. It's not a healthy way to live, man. It's not. We all have that buddy, right? And every time you talk to him, he's got to brag about what he's buying. He's got to brag all the time about how he's got the best of the best. And it's, you know what I mean? I got the 212-inch Quantum Dot Samsung TV, bruh. Cool. I'm over here 1080, 55 inches. Shit turns on. You know? But it harpers back to just like what I've seen and the perspective that I hold. And it might not be yours, and I'm completely okay with that. And as such, you should be okay with mine as well. They're just a difference of opinion, a different emotion, right? Now, I know the internet don't work that way. Everybody wants to fight, man. It's like it's a fight culture. Save the fighting for in-game. Knock it off with each other. This war of hardware and software sales. You guys are fighting for somebody else. Really. Unless you got stock in that company, I don't really see why you'd be out there on somebody else. You know what I mean? I don't see it. I don't see it. So today on FPS Friday, I just kind of throwing out some of these things, these different ways of looking, these ways that I'm seeing things. And the reason why I have a disconnect with gaming right now is not the games. It's the mentality of gamers. It's the mentality of all these hardware police, right? That just want a chest bump, you know, and measure each other's whack based on what they purchased from some other company that they don't even own. That's what's driving force in me kind of stepping away from gaming. That I wouldn't say lack of software innovation, more so to the fact, to the lack of gamers' evolution. If this is a new evolution of gaming, I guess I'm stuck playing Destiny, questing by myself, and waiting for New World to come out, Amazon's new MMORPG, because I enjoyed that. I played with my buddy Mythic and Crazy Plums and had a great time. And I actually kind of look forward to having a good time with, you know, some of my other buddies, some of the people that might have retired from streaming, and heck, some even people from my work, from my job. It's nice to be excited about a game again. It is. It's a good thing. Because a lot of the other games just have a lot of the issues that I've just spoke about. Because that's the way I see it. Now, does it mean it's the one-all, end-all, be-all, factual, Wikipedia warrior type? No. No. And if that's you, GG's, bro. Move along. Okay? That's not what we're doing here in Hard Talk Life. I'm just spitting out some stuff, man. Some perspectives. On a Friday, before I go to the J-O-B, we did have a episode yesterday, Thoughty Thursday, where we kind of went off the Kelta, anchor.fm/HTO. Might be where you found me today. I don't know. Maybe it's on Google. Maybe it's on Apple. Maybe you even found me on YouTube. Who knows? But I'd like to thank you for joining me. A little bit shorter of an episode. I just kind of wanted to air some of these things out because, again, I'm feeling a disconnect with gaming communities. And it's toyless. You guys are out here fighting, man. They out here fighting. My recommendation to you guys, play what you enjoy. Hang around with the people you enjoy hanging around with because they bring value to your life. Do you see what I mean? They bring value to your life. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to close with saying, man, in a world that profits from your insecurity, loving yourself is an investment only you can collect the interest on. So whatever you love, make sure you cash in on it. Because it's yours. And you've earned it. Peace, love, and chicken grease, man. And as always, be good to yourself. Be good to others, man. I'll catch you guys real soon. Later.